Alright, welcome to episode 2 of the Sliding on the Blue podcast. We are currently under clear skies in beautiful Bering Sea, technically Bristol Bay. And yeah, we got Dan Reeder in the background with a little opening track, the work song. And yeah, it's kind of how I feel right about now. I'll turn this down. Okay, so on the last podcast, you guys didn't really get to hear the Sliding on the Blue. You didn't hear that, so I'm going to go ahead and we're going to start the podcast with that right now. And here we go.
This is called Slide on the Blue. This is what I do when I go fishing. This is how I spend my time out there. Slide on the Blue. Sometimes I set. It's what I do. I slip in the trough and I slide on the blue. Well, I spend time alone, or I bide my time in salmon foam or gray cod slime. Well, I'm on my knees, or I'm on my back, or I'm leaping around and pulling slack. It's what I need. It's how I live. It's what I want. It's how I give. Well, sometimes I set. That's what I do. I slip in the trough and I slide on the blue. Well, it's not the money or movie star. It's a knee-jerk reflex. It's what I are. And I find my pace and I'm feeling stout. And I jump in a skiff and pull it out. Or I ride the waves or I haul the gear. Or I stow the deck and have a beer. Sometimes I set. That's what I do. I slip in the trough and I slide on the blue. Well, stormy nights and sunny days, and pounding round in pea soup pays, and baiting hooks and hauling nets and fixing shit what's on the decks, and up and down and hurry up and wait and back and forth with frozen bait. Sometimes I set. That's what I do. I slip in the trough and I slide on the blue. Well, I've made my money, and I spent my time, and I've lived long enough to cite my rhyme, and to my mates, I love you all, for standing fast and fair in squall, and for making sure your knots are tight, and for open eyes when I sleep at night. Sometimes I set, that's what I do, I slip in the trough. And I slide on the blue.
Nice. Very nice. There you go. You got the real version. So, yeah, welcome to the Sliding on the Blue podcast. It was a great poem by my buddy Jason Doan. That was at Fisher Poets all the way back in, 2011, I believe. And the boat is definitely rocking. The boat is a rocking. Don't come a knocking. We got our resident anchor bird, old Birdie McGee. He's trying to get out of the sodiums, but he is not making it. And you got your host here, old Dirty Dave. Dirty Dave, the official fisherman know-it-all, the man with the plan. And yeah, we'll have to come up with a better hook than that. But yeah, little coast to coast AM in the back. We got George Norrie keeping us awake. It's about 3:21 AM. We are just off of Cape. How the hell do you say it? It looks like Cape Sarachief. Just about to come to the big opening of the Unimac Pass. We could have some vessels blasting through here at about 22 knots. Popping up, but the local AIS has nothing on there. We're looking pretty good. It does appear that the weather is continually coming up, so conditions are not as pleasurable as we'd hope. It doesn't look like Birdie McGee's having a very good time on the anchor there. He's tried to fly away, but the sodiums keep blinding him, so he kind of comes back to the anchor every time. Pretty interesting. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to look at the ASME 2015 annual report. There's some good facts. Last time we were talking about fishy business, and I've got some facts and numbers for you that'll kind of back up this whole idea of, like, you know, domestic sales, and we'll see how ASME's doing in their 2015 annual report, the PDF I happen to have right here in front of us. And in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and do a little bumper music with a little Dan Reeder.
All the fucking work I need. I got all the fucking work I need. I got all the fucking work I need.
Welcome back to the Sliding on the Blue podcast, episode 2, with your host El Sucio, Dirty Dave. Yes, indeed. Cruising out of the darkness into the light. Bernie McGee, our resident anchor bird, is completely blinded by sodiums. He can't leave if he wants to. He's tried to fly away a few times and comes right back. He's so interested in the podcast, it can't hurt. Got a little Bin Soleil right here. I'm going to go ahead and let some buffer music play. This one goes out to Patrick Vintner. We lost one of our young skippers in herring fishing. And, yeah, sad times. Go ahead and jam to this. Okay, all right. There's a Letting Go by Bin Soleil. That goes out to all the fishermen we've lost over the years. And yeah, a little bit ironic with old Bernie McGee on the anchor here. I've always heard that seagulls were the souls of lost fishermen. So let's get right into it here. We're going to talk about the 2015 ASME annual report. And basically, for those who don't know, the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute is ASME. There are soldiers in the field out there helping to advertise and ideally sell salmon to the world. They do pretty good effort worldwide. We've got a lot of sales. We put out there through international sales. Most of their budget is focused on international sales. and I'll be giving you some of those numbers here a little bit later. Yeah, first of all, we'll kind of start in. Currently, we are in Unimac Pass. We are cruising at, 8.8 knots. A beautiful, clear night out. I can see the stars. We've got our resident anchor bird, old Birdie McGee, is here with us. And your host here, Dave Clark, the dirtiest fisherman in the world, indeed. Yep, so let's get right into it. The ASME annual report, we're going to look at some of the key challenges that ASME has been facing in the 2016 coming season here. And something is banging around back there. We're going to give it a pause. Okay, I found, the door was banging down there. It was making quite a racket. I thought we were freaking lodging something loose. It's part of driving the boat at night. You're going to keep your ears open. Keep your eyes wide. And we got a little Alabama Shakes in the background there. Our resident bird is still on anchor watch. And yeah, we've got, we are currently crossing Unimac Pass. It appears that AIS says the Ital Universo is coming through the pass at about, moving at 14 knots and carrying IMO hazard or pollutant category D. That's interesting. We also got the Global Endeavor. Let's see what the Global Endeavor. The Global Endeavor is a cargo ship at 11 knots. He is moving. So, yeah, there's always traffic there, and it looks like the Ital Universo, we're kind of on a collision course a little bit. And our AIS is kind of popping in and out too, which always makes for an interesting wheel watch, without a doubt. The fun never stops when you're driving at night. But we're doing it. This podcast is sponsored by Blueberry Pop-Tarts and Skookum Chuck Coffee. Cheers to that. We got our bump taken care of, and we'll get back to our ASME report, talking about the fishy business. Coffee break. Yeah, she's getting kind of cold. It's currently 4:07 a.m. We are cruising at 8.8 knots. We should be in Dutch Harbor around 11 a.m. I've got about an hour left on my wheel watch. And we're going to go ahead and cover some of the known issues that ASME is having. And this kind of relates to our fishy business article, you'll see. So let's see. The seafood consumption in major markets such as the U.S. and Japan has been declining. It's a little bit ironic. A little bit ironic, considering that salmon just overtook tuna within the past couple years. But yeah, farm salmon is kicking our ass. There's no doubt about it. I just don't think that the domestic market is educated enough to know. I mean, you see everywhere, people want sustainable seafood. People want to know where they're getting their seafood. And, you know, at the same time, the cheaper farm salmon, you know, is quite an issue. And I think one of the big issues that no one really talks about, that ASME kind of dropped the ball. There's another company, another organization called MSC. You guys might have heard of that. That's the Marine Stewardship Council. They're kind of the, according to, let's see what ASME has to say about them. The proliferation of eco-labels in the marketplace, labels denoting sustainability-produced seafood, confusion over sustainable terminology, and the issues of traceability and country of origin labeling require education at consumer and trade levels about the Alaska seafood brand and Alaska as the model of sustainable fisheries management. So basically, in 2013, we lost the MSC label. And the Marine Stewardship Council was actually started like with Alaska salmon. Like, we were the pretty much the Wild Alaskan Salmon Run is the number one, the standard for sustainability. And It's about $100,000 a year, something like that, for us to keep the label. And around 2013, like, which if you remember is one of our biggest runs in history, we ended up losing our MSC certification. We let it lapse. A couple companies, I believe Silver Bay did keep it. Perhaps Copper River stayed on board, but a lot of the major processors got together and pretty much decided to pass on it. And ASME, Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, started their own responsible fisheries label, which really probably no one knows about because they didn't really advertise about pretty much a failed program. So a lot of the repercussion, this ended up with our wild salmon not being marked as a sustainable product, pretty much. And Whole Foods stopped selling it. We had some issues with Costco. So when I came back from the summer of 2013, after one of the biggest runs ever, the only kind of press that I was hearing about was the fact that, you know, salmon is not available at Whole Foods. Salmon is, you know, not available at Costco. This kind of vibe, which was pretty ridiculous, I think, considering, you know, we had one of the most healthy, sustainable runs by volume in history. And, you know, to have the press just not even get it shows you the disconnect between the processors, the consumers, and, you know, and perhaps ASME as well, you know. So there was a big hubbub about MSC in the following year. The ironic part was, like, this is just bad for business, but a few of the companies did stay aboard, and basically the other companies wanted to come back and join MSC again. They saw the repercussions of their mistakes, and the businesses, the way they were, Silver Bay still having MSC certification, pretty much tried to keep out the other producers from, you know, getting this eco-label standard. Which to me seems like pretty bad business for, you know, like all of salmon, you know what I mean? It kind of shows you that it's a man's game out there, just fucking flashing balls and, you know, trying to, a lot of egos in the fucking industry. And truthfully, what you really want is what's best for your product to sell. But it came down to be like, oh, we got it, you don't, sort of vibe, which I think is pretty ridiculous. And obviously, I think that's what's put us to some of our price factors here. But according to ASME, they're not going to admit their failure, you know what I mean? Even some of their known issues, per se. So I find that kind of interesting. And let's look at one of their other issues here. Record or near record runs of pink and sockeye salmon, currency values, and small fish sizes challenge promotional efforts and prices for all wild salmon species. So basically they're saying on a big run, you know, that's going to lower the prices, which, you know, is kind of ironic. It also says here that record farm salmon imports to the U.S. marketplace have created more competition in the domestic marketplace. That pretty much says, hey, farm salmon is kicking our ass. What are we going to do about it? Pretty much nothing, you know what I mean? The processors, in my opinion, are completely out of touch with the marketing. And, you know, the truth is they've been focusing on a quantity-based system for a long time, volume. And with pink salmon, I can kind of understand that. They were used to canning them for years, and, you know, it was like the more you could can, the cooler you were, the more production you were doing. That's where it was at. But these days, you know, everyone's connected. We want to know where the salmon's coming from. We want to know the quality. We want to know, like, where it was caught, who even caught it, you know what I mean? So I believe, you know, the processors aren't taking the heat on this, you know. It's like, I know that they're not exactly having record profits, but they're not exactly, oh yeah, we're rocking good there. Old Birdie McGee almost fell off his anchor, and the weather is definitely coming up here. We are cruising at 8.6 knots, slowing down a little bit. Is that kind of interesting? Coffee? Great. I just spilled it all over myself. That was great. Awesome. Very awesome. So that highlights some of the issues there that ASME has going. And approximately two-thirds of Alaska exported, a strong U.S. dollar generally reduces the purchasing power of our trading partners while improving export economics of our competitors. Basically, they can't buy as much seafood because it costs more with our strong dollar, which I believe is kind of falsely inflated right now. And let's see, global aquaculture continues to increase its percentage of world seafood supply. Alaska produces about 1.3% of world supply, and this percent decreases every year. That's not a good sign right there. We're losing market share. You know, like farmed salmon, as I said, kicking our ass. And another point here, we talked about the Russian government ban on imports, including seafood, from the U.S. and other European Union, has all but eliminated a major salmon roe market for Alaska seafood and caused global uncertainty in the salmon market. So things aren't really looking good for us here, guys. Like, I think our only hope is to really focus on a domestic market. You know, we need to take the salmon to the people. I believe, you know, door-to-door sales. We need the deckhands to do this. And, I mean, I just don't see the processors having enough, you know, wisdom to really change the model. They've been doing what they've been doing since freaking 1918. And if you look at the past, the Alaska Packers Association, you know, these companies, they're big. They're bureaucrats. They're not ready for, you know, minor changes. But I see a future in a lot like the beer is a great example. Rainier, sponsored by Rainier, of course. Beer was kind of like one big market. We only had so many choices, and those choices were by big labels. And then, of course, we have the microbreweries came around. What did they bring? Quality, diversity, unique products. I think we need that same kind of model here in Alaska. I think there's more than enough room for a ton of smaller microprocessors / microcanneries to, you know, increase our market share and really focus on domestic markets. We need freaking people to eat more salmon. You know what I mean? It makes a ton of sense. So, okay, that's about enough heady stuff. I think we're going to take a little break here, do some bumper music, and kind of go from there.
Nothing shocks me more than that old clam. Some of you win, you really know your stuff.
Okay, welcome back to the Sliding on the Blue podcast, episode 2, with your host, the Dirt Man, Dave Clark, on the water, cruising in Unimac Pass. The weather is definitely coming up, and our anchor bird, is still there, blinded by the sodiums, too afraid to leave. And we are rocking and rolling here now. Yeah, we're down to 8-7. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
I got all the fucking work I need. 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 I got all the fucking work I need.
All right, so wheel watch is over. It's 5 o'clock. We ran around the boat, had this big thump. You guys heard? Old Birdie McGee finally left us. We were rocking and rolling. He could barely stand on the anchor anymore. So we got the other guys. They were tanking down. It always amazes me that nobody freaking wants to tank down until the very last fucking moment. But hey, you know, that's what they do. So, yeah, so we were covering some ASME stuff, and we're talking about fishy business, and I think we'll call it an evening. I'm going to leave you guys with another great poem by Jason Doan. This one's called Hangover Coffee, and I think this is how I'm going to be feeling after a night or two in Dutch Harbor. So I'll probably come on and chat with you guys after this. We're going to go ahead and load her up.
One of my favorites. This is actually a song. It's called called Hangover Coffee. Last night I went out and got really drunk, and my voice is tattered today, so I'm not going to be able to sing this song, so I'm going to recite it as a poem. Hangover Coffee. I'll roll with you. Hey, let's go to town. Well, I got channel fever, man, so let's tire down. And I'll take a shower in the box, and I'll put back on my dirty socks. And hey, I'll call a cab, and we can all pile in. Hey there, skipper, what town are we in? Well, we're at the bar, and it's Keto's Cave, or the Voodoo Room, or Tequila Slave. Well, I'll kick your ass, so let's play some pool. And I'll spend my money like a drunken fool in shots and beers and cigarettes and hangover coffee and no regrets. Well, the fun is over and the morning is here. Well, get your ass on deck, boy, and grab a hold of that gear. Well, my head is heavy and my footsteps are slow and my mind is foggy and it's time to go. Oh, I wouldn't trade that pain for any man or any woman or any plan, because on the deck is where I belong, and standing here singing this song. So I'll kick your ass, let's play some pool, and I'll spend my money like a drunken fool and shots and beers and cigarettes and some hangover coffee and no regrets. Thank you.
All right, that is one of my favorites. There is no doubt that that song definitely nails it on the head. We've all felt that a few times. So we got about 2 minutes left in the podcast. I'm pretty much going to sign off. I'm currently laying in my bunk, and we are just rocking and rolling. We should be in Dutch Harbor about 10 or 11. Finally tanked down, so it's a better ride. But yeah, I just want to give a big thanks and shout out to everybody that's listening, which is nobody right now, but still, you got to get in practice for this. And yeah, here's to all who weather the storm. Good night, good luck, and see you next time. All right, over and out. Podcast Sliding on the Blue, episode 2, with your host, the dirtiest, Dave Clark. All right, good night, all.
All the fucking work I need, I got all the fucking work I need. 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 I got all the fucking work I need.